everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Justin Bieber's gay guy music video hour at Coachella, MAGA versus the Pope, and the man who got fired for teleporting to the Waffle House. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
I was gonna speak. Well, here I am speaking. I thought you said you had a little disclaimer for the top of this episode.
Disclaimer! disclaimer, everybody!
Alert the media.
Yes, I have scaffolding being put up on my building. You familiar with scaffolding? Well, you live in the Big Apple. Of course you're familiar. There's scaffolding everywhere.
And I play Pocopia, where there's also scaffolding.
When they in Pocopia say that scaffolding is considered a road, that's crazy. It's a road item.
I had no idea.
Yes, yes. Stick with me. I'll teach you a thing or two.
So you're alert is that they're putting up scaffolding and there may be a bang or a
there
bong.
May be a bang, a crash, a lightning flash, and well, that's another story. Never mind. Anyway, you know that one?
No, I don't. No. Is it from is it from the Rascal Flatts version of Life is a Highway?
Close. Sondheim Into the Woods, the musical. Close.
Sarah Bareilles was in that.
Yes. Well,
I think she got...
Oh, I just heard the bang. Did you hear the bang?
I didn't.
Jesse J be like...
Bang, bang, into the womb?
I just heard the bang. Did you hear the bang?
Talk
Nicki Minaj
about...
be like...
talk about a lullaby version. Bang, bang, into the womb.
Oh, okay. You know what? I listened to a couple episodes of our podcast. I was on a road trip. This week, I had to go drive to San Diego, and
you sent me a video
funny.
Of you.
We are funny. I'd be laughing. I mean, and the whole time I'm like, yeah, I hear something you say, and I'm like, oh, I know what I would say, and then I say it. It's almost like I'm in the podcast. People say that listening to a podcast is like you're a friendship cuck. And you're sitting in the cuck chair and listening to people's friendship, but you can't participate. Well, it's interesting to be in the chair and in the mic. I kind of like it.
Fans, have you ever been in a friendship cuck?
Well, yes. And I sent Corey a picture of something I saw. Well, I don't remember what it said, but it reminded me of Think About It, Talk About It. What did it say?
I do have something to say about that text you sent me. Like, first of all, I can't believe people just still have their phone set to, like, let it send a live photo. That is crazy. That is crazy to me.
Give them a little peek into my life. Who cares?
That is crazy. Boots the house down in 2026. Oh, the first chance I got, I turned that off. Didn't you see?
Yeah, I guess I should do that.
Wasn't there some clip of some girl who got engaged? She texted it to her friends, and it was a live photo.
Oh, yeah.
When you hold it down, yes. Her fiance's dick was in the
yes.
picture.
Yes.
Yeah. Where are they now?
Well, I don't know. I would like to see that image again. Actually, now that
I saw that live photo, and I thought, well, I'll be turning off my live photos in perpetuity.
What, did you not like the live photo that you received from me?
I loved it. I didn't know because you followed up immediately with calling out that it was a live photo and that I could hear sound in the background. So I didn't know if you were sending me a picture for the picture or a picture for the sound.
It was a picture for the picture because it says the picture was a building and it says, got it all, get it all. And it reminded me of Think About It, Talk About It. Got it all, get it all.
I would go shopping at Got It All, Get It All.
I was like, hold on, let me pull over. Well, I took a picture of the Got It All, Get It All. And if you hold down the live photo, you can hear in the background Corey talking on the podcast because I was listening to the pod.
Well, you're welcome.
I got it all and I get it all. That's life.
Hell yeah, brother.
I feel like Sharpay had a song about Got It All, Get It All.
Watermelon I want it crawl. All.
No.
I before we hit record on this, I was about to tell you that I thought of you this morning. You know why?
Why?
Well, I picked up some of the Trader Joe's hash browns, a delicacy in the Oakley household in the freezer section.
You know what? You calling it the Oakley household gave me the ick. I need to change my last name. This is not the Oakley household. Please. Oakley's my father. No comment. So, like, we need a new last name for the Oakley household. It's ugh.
Okay. Well, you can do it. You can make it. You can get a sign above the door.
Okay, let me get back to you on that. Okay, so anyway, yes, you got your Trader Joe's hash browns stack.
Yes, I got the stack. I came home immediately. I popped two in the air fryer while I made some over easy eggs. Then I took the eggs. I put them right over top of the the hash brown. It was a little disappointing. I accidentally broke one of the eggs when flipping, which I will say it happens very rarely. I'm very good at with the eggs in the morning, but it happened to me today. It's been a rough morning.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's only up from here. It's only sunny side up from here.
I like that drippy, drippy, good, good.
Speaking of drippy, drippy, good, good.
Wow. Okay. I can go somewhere with that too.
Go for it. You take me where you... I was going to take us to Waffle House, but you take us somewhere else. Where?
That drippy, drippy, good, good. All right. So last week, remember, we brought up that we were closing some of the loose ends for our stories that we had addressed on the pod, and we had come full circle with the Reese's peanut butter cups, going back to the OG recipe. Well, I have another full circle from something we discussed on the pod back in 2022.
Side note, I have something about the Reese's. my mom sent me, okay, so you know those Reese's, you can put a Reese's cup on a cookie and let it like cool, and it will be like a Reese's, you can press it down, you know what I'm saying? You can press a Reese's cup.
Are you
cup
microwaving it?
Into a cookie. No. My mom sent me like a package of sweets, cookies with Reese's cups pressed down into it.
Oh, into the cookie. Got it.
Yes. Well, she was like, I sent you a lot so you can put some in the freezer. And I did. And then I got them out. I got them out. And I'm impatient, okay?
You bit one and cracked a tooth.
Listeners, let's just say... I don't know what fractured my tooth.
Oh, but, my God.
But now that I've been thinking about it, I'm like, what hard thing have I been eating recently? Because like
the fact that I knew that that's what was going to happen to you.
Listeners, let's just say, you got to wait before you dig in. The frozen Reese's, maybe it's the plastic in the Reese's of the Reese's recipe that froze the frozen microplastics.
Yeah, I think this is the lawsuit against your mother that you've been waiting for. Take her to court.
Well, I'm not sure if that was what fractured my tooth, but I've had an issue with one of my teeth. Girl, if you pulled my string, that's what my doll would say. But a while back, I had to get a root canal, and they were like, yeah, you have an infection, and the infection is right in between. Listen.
How many teeth does the average human have? How did you get... I'm going to Google it. How many teeth?
So they were like, yeah, you got an infection and it's kind of right between two teeth. So I feel like if that hurts right here and it hurts right here, if we do a root canal on that one, you're eventually going to come back because it seems like it's. And he's like, you got real shallow nerves. And so like you feel things immediately like blah, 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 blah.
How many teeth do you think we have?
28.
Close. 32. That seems like a lot. I would have never thought we have 16 on the top and 16 on the bottom. I would have guessed 20 max.
20 max on the in the full mouth?
Well, yeah, 10 on the top, 10 on the bottom.
Oh, no.
Possibly be? You got like 4 on the front.
I have an odd number of teeth, first of all. So
You have an odd number of dead teeth.
That is also true. Well, I have no dead teeth.
Did they fix your cracked tooth from your cookies?
I don't know. So, well, I had to go in, and then they started the root canal. I have to go back in next week for the other half.
Damn. So what's your mouth feel like?
Sensitive. I have to chew on the left side of my mouth, and it's crazy. Like, this morning I had a piece of bread, and I was like, okay, I have to really make sure all the chewing's happening over here. I had to stop in the middle. I was like, woof, I'm worn out. Like, my tongue was doing a lot of work pushing things to the left. I was like, damn, I guess I wonder if I'm chewing on the right all the time, or if I'm just doubling up the work that my left side would normally have. It must be, yeah.
I think we should all be evening out our chewing habits.
And I have one less tooth on my left side because, you know, that tooth had to go back.
Why don't you get a flipper? A falsie?
A flipper. I should just put a pebble in the back and let it get to work.
You got a rock?
Maybe. I kind of like it, actually. I like to touch back where the tooth is missing with my tongue. And I'm like, damn, I got a little pocket back there that I could just hang out with.
You could be like one of our forefathers and get wooden teeth.
You know what? You don't want to know what our forefathers were actually doing with their teeth. It's not good.
All right. Well, do you want to move back to the drippy? You want to go back to the drippy, drippy, good, good?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Well, as I was saying, we're coming full circle from a story we reported on first in 2022. Mm-hmm. Do you recall the anal beads that rocked the chess world?
Yes. Yes. Well, were they beads or was it just an anal vibrator?
It was an anal something and something up there.
Okay. Okay. And it was used to communicate what moves... So what is, okay, so two V's, it means use your rook
or either run, or honey.
Okay.
It means attack. Actually, it's not even full circle. I was just going to say, apparently they made a Netflix documentary about it. You going to watch?
I succeeded in set.
Well, the guy who was accused of cheating, I was looking before we started recording to try to find it. He sued the other guy who accused him of cheating for like $100 million. And it said they settled out of court, but I couldn't find how much he actually got. But they said there was no proof that he cheated in the match that he won where he was accused of cheating. But they said he was very big into cheating when playing chess online.
You know what? I'm so weirded out by people who cheat in games. Like, is it that serious?
They gotta win.
I guess I can understand. No, I can't understand. But I can fathom why somebody would in like it when it's all on the line and it's competitive or something.
Well,
still not in my world. But I'm saying, like, in a living room with friends, have you ever been playing a game with somebody and you've noticed they cheated? It completely changes everything. It's like, what do you mean? What do you mean you took $100 more from the bank? What do you mean?
What do you mean you didn't pay your wood and your brick for a road?
Right. What do you mean you say you already paid your brick? Or, what do you mean you're lying that you forgot you took a road or whatever? I don't know what. It's just like, it's not that deep. But then
some
again,
people got it. They gotta get
hit. I often win, so I don't have to cheat. So like, it's kind of like that.
That's what I usually say. Well, you can watch the Netflix doc if you want to see what happened.
I'll tune in. I'll let you know. I'll give you an update. I'll watch it and I'll let you know because you're not gonna watch it.
I might. You know.
Okay.
I may.
I'm not big into viewing. But I'll open my eyes.
I've been watching Hacks, which I know you aren't watching. But
no, it's on my list, and I really do want to watch it.
Well, apparently here in the final season, I don't know if it's an episode or what, but they did an Amazing Race Hacks crossover.
I saw a screenshot of that, and I was like, oh, wait, hold on a second.
Where she's like racing on the show with her daughter.
That's great.
Is it
I
funny?
Can't wait.
Oh, you haven't gotten
it? No. Well, I watched the premiere and then they were like, still to come this season, blah, blah, blah. And they showed it. And the funny thing is, at first I saw a clip of it and I was like, that looked like The Amazing Race. And then as it went on, I saw multiple clips that I could tell were like Amazing Race-esque. And I was like, well, full circle.
Well, okay. Well, you let me know how it is. You let me know if they win.
I'm going to let you let me go.
No.
Hey,
no.
Hey, hey. Another big anniversary coming up this year. Do you know what it's the 10-year anniversary of?
10 years ago in April/May.
Well, this summer it'll be the 10-year. July.
July 2016. What was going on? Joanne?
Well, it's the 10-year anniversary of Pokemon Go. And guess what?
Oh, yes. My Pokego-iversary is, I think, the 8th or something.
Baby, did you get the pop-up? You know how sometimes you log in and they're all, here's what's happening this week. Did you get the pop-up last week? I'll read it to you.
About what? What?
I'll read it to you. Trainers, love is in the air, and it's about to get legendary. To celebrate Pokemon Go's 10-year anniversary, we're bringing back the Pokemon Go proposal experience.
Huh?
They want people to propose and get engaged at Pokemon Go Fest this summer.
Okay, so should we go?
Will you be Pokemon going to the proposal experience?
No, but you know what? I love I love the idea of you know when people are like
Pokemon go to the altar,
faking that they're about to propose to somebody in a situation that they wouldn't want to be proposed at, like in a space or time where it's like, no, I would never want somebody to propose to me in this manner. Like maybe at a Coachella set or at
the white party.
Sure. Yes. And then start to get down on your knee a little bit, or both knees. Who cares? And kind of give the you may be wondering why this has been so special leading up to this. I wanted to bring you back to where it all began. And trying to say it loud around people so that people around you are kind of hearing it.
Clapping.
No? Clap. No. Nobody's clapping yet. Maybe you can bring a friend in to clap. Hey, what are you doing?
please clap.
No, I don't think I want to be proposed to at Pokemon Go Fest. I mean, I would love to be, actually. But it would have to be...
It continues. Whether your story began during a raid battle, while exploring a route, or through shared adventure, this is your chance to turn that connection into one unforgettable promposal.
Oh, it's for prom.
No. I was just using that word.
Oh, I thought whatever you were about to tell me was going to be something worthwhile. Like they're bringing back armored Mewtwo or something. Or
if you've been dreaming for a one-of-a-kind way to celebrate your relationship, here's your opportunity. Check out our blog.
Next.
So you won't be leveling up your love story in Chicago or Copenhagen?
No, I don't. No.
Damn.
I will not be there. No. No.
Damn.
But 10 years of Pokemon Go is crazy because, bitch, I've been on it.
Yeah.
It's been open, let's say.
Yeah.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. Now, for some, summer is their favorite season. You got travel, the kids are out of school, adventuring all through the summer. For others, juggling it all can kind of be tough, and it could lead to overwhelming feelings, counting down the minutes until the kids are actually back in school, and many are worrying that they're wasting the days of sunshine. For me, summer can kind of feel like
FOMO slash comparing yourself to others, and everyone's always, you know, getting their summer selves ready and then debuting that. And it's kind of like, oh my God, insecurities can kind of pop up. And I know for me, when I'm dealing with my insecurities, talking about it and reflecting on it can be really helpful. Therapy can help people better understand their needs, feel more confident about setting boundaries, and create a version of summer that actually feels good on your own terms. With BetterHelp, all of those things are possible. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. And BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. They give you a short questionnaire that helps you identify your needs and your preferences, and they help match you with whoever might be best for you. And if you're not happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from all of the recommendations. So you don't have to say yes to everything for summer. You can find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I have a serious question. Yes. For you, the emoji master who always loves to talk when there's new emoji dropping.
I don't have the update on my phone, and I keep getting the little box with a question mark in it from people. I'm like, oh damn, I really need to update. What are they sending me?
I don't know, but I have a serious question. Can we get the other ear emoji? I'm so tired. Yes. I'm so tired of just that one ear. I like to put ears on things. And while we're at it,
what about the fart emoji going the other direction? The poof? Give me the other way. Because sometimes I got an emoji that is facing that way and it needs to poof that way.
What? Tell me how you're using the poof emoji.
I don't know, but it happens.
I use it in two different ways.
Like vroom vroom, like poof, gotta go.
I use it behind the running emoji when somebody compliments me on how fast of a runner I am.
Okay, but wouldn't you want to run the other way sometimes?
I think the poof emoji lines up with the way the people are running, so I think we're all square there. I've used it behind the car for when I'm speeding.
Yeah, but does the car face which way?
I think you can use it that way. No.
Okay, sure.
Am I Mandela affecting myself?
Maybe the water droplets, you know, that kind of go in one direction. Maybe those sometimes need to go the other direction.
Oh, the splash.
The splash needs to, yes.
Here I am. I really would like that. I would like that. The new Holly Humberstone album came out. I was so excited. I commented on her post, ear emoji, disco ball emoji, ear emoji. It's gotten some likes. And I just keep thinking, damn, imagine if that had looked like 2 years going the right way. It would have gotten double the likes.
And two disco balls and then a nose in the middle. Yeah, you can't really make a face if you only have one ear. It's giving Van Gogh. You know, exactly. You can only do one.
Yes, and you know what they say, no taxation without representation. And
the Boston tea.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we need to talk.
I'm ready. I think we've been talking.
Yes, I know. That's it. Oh my God. No, there's a man who's claiming he keeps teleporting to a Waffle House. Okay.
Teleporting.
Yes. A FEMA official. What is FEMA? Let me Google that. FEMA. FEMA.
It's emergency response something. Federal emergency.
Emergency management agency. Okay. There, so
yes.
FEMA A FEMA official claims that he teleported to a Waffle House.
Okay. That kind of sounds like a drag name, a FEMA official.
A FEMA official. That's, yes, yes. Write that down. A FEMA official. Yeah, claims that he's been teleporting to a Waffle House, and he's now been sidelined from operations in order to stop posting about teleporting.
Damn. Okay. So fired you for think teleporting.
Not fired for teleporting, fired for posting about it. You know, many such cases of getting in trouble for doing your job, but posting about your job. You know, you can do what you need to do, just don't post about it. Think about it, don't post about it.
Think
do
about
it,
don't
post about it.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, so I hope I never get fired from a job for posting about teleporting to a Waffle House, because now I know it can happen to you. It happened to him.
Is it one specific Waffle House, or is it multiple in the greater
Columbus, Waffle
in the Columbus area?
I don't know. I don't know if it's repeat teleportation.
Who is this FEMA official?
I'm Googling it now. Trump asks, when he heard about this, Trump said, "Was he kidding? Sounds a little strange." That's Trump's official response to it. Yes, Greg Phillips, he's apparently a far-right conspiracy theorist who leads FEMA's Office of Response and Recovery, previously claimed to have teleported multiple times, including once to a Waffle House 50 miles away. Trump says, "It just sounds a little strange, but I know nothing about teleporting or him." Which is a fair thing to say if you know nothing about teleporting or him.
Well,
if you could teleport somewhere, why would you go to a Waffle House? Hungry. I don't know if I've ever been. Well, is Waffle House better than Denny's? Is Waffle House better than IHOP? Is Waffle House better than Swingers? Is Waffle House better than Norm's?
I have to think.
Okay.
It's got to be better than Denny's, right? No offense.
I'm looking at a picture of a Waffle House and it looks pretty podunk. I mean, maybe you can't choose where you teleport.
Drag pink.
I don't know. I guess if I could teleport, I wouldn't teleport 50 miles away to a Waffle House.
How did he get home? Me. Uber?
Oh my God, that would be so annoying to have to Lyft.
Did he have his phone on him?
I don't know. It doesn't say what he was in his pockets. Looking. I'm looking and I know nothing. If you're out there teleporting, just be wary of where you're going. Okay. Did you see Trump versus the Pope?
I saw Trump versus the Pope. I saw Trump with DoorDash Granny. I saw Trump as Jesus.
Oh God. So the DoorDash Granny, so she's advocating for no tax on tips, which is like a policy that they're like trying to pass or something. I don't know.
And you saw they've hired her before, right?
She's an insider. She's a plant. She's been around doing multiple types of things with the government. So, you know, I mean, as soon as Trump's ear was magically recovered, it was kind of like, well, everything's a stunt. Everything is a stunt.
He's been stunting on those bitches for years.
I kind of hate how everyone went into a fuss about him posting a picture of him AI'd as Jesus.
Isn't it?
That's the line for you dumb bitches. That's the line.
I'm so torn. Because at one point I agree with you. I'm like, oh, wow, you're mad about the image, but not the pedophilia. Cool.
Literally.
Cool. But the other part of me is like, should we be celebrating that they like are finally seeing a little bit of the light?
Well, I listened to a news story about it, and some religion politics expert whatever like was on, and he was talking on NPR about like, well, he deleted the post, and so I accept that, and so I'm ready to move forward. I was like, girl, why are you like just so easily ready to forgive? I mean, not that I even think that this
but
is sacrilegious, because I don't give a fuck. It's so It's so stupid. And you know what? He then said, Trump said that he was actually a doctor. He wasn't Jesus. He was a doctor. But then, an official from the Trump administration, Caroline Leavitt? Is that, I don't know how to say your last name.
Yes.
Said President Trump's Truth Social post depicting him as Jesus was a doctored image. So people are now speculating, oh, did Trump get that talking point and not realize doctored image is different than an image of him as a doctor because he's a fucking dumb idiot?
Yes.
The same way he continues to say, try to talk about asylum seekers, but he thinks we're talking about insane asylums. And so every time they talk about asylum seeking people, which is very different, obviously, he thinks that they're talking about insane asylums and allowing insane asylums. We are dealing with the dumbest.
Isn't it crazy when we thought we wouldn't get a president dumber than Bush? And then here we are.
Well, it's what we deserve. It's not what I deserve. It's what we collectively deserve. Damn. It brings me no joy. Are we going to get a third one?
Can it go lower?
Honey. I do like that TMZ has found a new way to be relevant, and that is chasing down and hounding down Congress and finding their scandals and reporting on their scandals. Because you know what? I think that there are so many people within Washington, D.C. who are in cahoots and protecting politicians and in exchange for access to whatever. And now that TMZ has kind of filled a hole in reporting on the misdeeds of Congress, I'm like, okay, yes, if they want to be, you know, celebrities so bad, if they want their brand deal so bad, if they want to make all the money so bad and blah, 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 and instead of doing what they need to do as elected officials, then let them get the TMZ treatment. Yes. Let them be hounded while they are on, what's it called? Where they
Capitol
shut down the
Hill.
Government. Yes. Yes, honey. Yes.
Well,
I feel like we are going to get a lot of resignations as soon as they start feeling like, oh, my shit might get leaked.
I love to see it. Keep it coming.
Did you watch anything from Coachella?
Do
you watch the live stream?
I don't. What did I see? I saw people were mad at Sabrina Carpenter because she made a culturally insensitive statement or about someone's culture. I saw Justin Bieber hosting a video afters for the gays.
You know, I saw a lot of discourse about that. Well, the Sabrina Carpenter thing, it was definitely a gaffe, and she didn't come across, it didn't read well. And there were a couple moments during her performance where I kind of thought, well, you know what? I don't care. I'm not gonna. I don't care. I like to watch weekend one on the live stream. I like to have the live stream on throughout the weekend during weekend one. And then if I go weekend two, it's kind of like, okay, well, I know if I want to be in the crowd for something or if I don't. The Justin Bieber thing. So he performed a lot of new songs, but when it came to his old songs, he sat down on a laptop and had it shown on the big screen. And I saw a lot of dialogue about whether or not it was good or bad. I mean, it definitely was. It felt, you can't not compare it to something like the Beyonce Coachella set, or other headliners who like have musicians. Like I watched Carol G's, and she had, I don't know, 50 dancers and 50 live musicians on stage, and it was beautiful and choreographed and had set design. And you know, during the moments when Justin Bieber was singing some of the newer stuff, there was a beautiful set design, but it was definitely acting like there was the budget was nothing when he was apparently paid the most of any Coachella headliner ever. And so it felt a little like, okay, well, it felt like a money grab, and he got his money and he didn't really invest any of the money into the production that he was trying to give. The Gay Guy Music Video Hour that he hosted, he kept just pulling up music videos of his and playing 30 seconds of it and kind of singing along a little. I thought it was a cute little segment. People really ran with it and acted like that was his whole Coachella set. It wasn't. It was a part of it. I thought it was a cute segment, though, because he was interacting with the chat and it was like for the live stream and he was getting requests from the chat and pulling them up on YouTube. It felt like a communal experience. And I saw somebody's what is it called where you analyze it? Somebody's analysis of it was like... small screen bad, big screen good. And Justin Bieber using his moment to talk about, you know, the virality of a pop star and how he came to be and reminiscing it in community as opposed to isolated on your own phone solo. Gay Guy Music Video Hour is actually a good thing because you come together to experience something in the same way you do in a movie theater as opposed to watching a movie on your phone, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
With that said, I'm like, does that deserve a $10 million paycheck or whatever he got? I kind of was a little like, okay. He didn't even give us the full Beauty and the Beat. He didn't give us, I don't know. It was fine. it's whatever. Will I be in the crowd weekend too? Absolutely not. Do I need to be sardined to go watch somebody pull up music videos? Absolutely not.
Yeah, that good for him. Doesn't sound like where I would want to be either.
No.
All right. Well,
but I did like him. Like duetting with his first viral video. It was kind of cute that moment where it was like his little, when he was I don't know how old he was, like a single digit age on the screen doing a cover in his living room and then like headlining Coachella. It was like kind of a beautiful moment. It really showed the journey.
Well, yeah,
but if Britney Spears was up there and that's what she did, you know how she would get torn apart.
Oh, 1,000%.
Eviscerated.
Any woman.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the expectations of men versus women as headliners is, you know, I mean, I feel like this is discussed every year and nothing changes. So what do you want me to do?
Wow. Anything else on your little list for the day?
No. Just, I never thought I'd see the day where I stand in solidarity with the Pope. The Pope is really, he's not poping around. He's not poping around. He's posting on Twitter like a socialist, like a radical, speaking out against capitalism, speaking out against imperialism. And J.D. Vance is being all, he needs to stay out of politics. And it's like, I really hope that the Pope excommunicates him. I hope, because he's a Catholic, and I feel like why does the Pope not be like you're out, we've had enough,
you're removed from the church?
Yes, I think he should. Well, I'm ready for the day.
Put it on your vision board.
JD Vance has a lot of nerve being all challenging and questioning the Pope's authority on the teachings of the Bible. And I am the last person to defend the teachings of the Bible. But like, J.D. Vance has a lot of nerve.
It's just crazy how he has sold his entire soul to Trump. Insane. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, do you have anything else?
No. Okay. I don't.
Okay. Well, shit. Where can people find you?
You can find me, Pokemon, going to the proposals. Proposals.
Okay. You can find me teleporting to a Waffle House near you.
Thank you. Watch out.
Hey, didn't Lana Del Rey work at a Waffle House?
Who among us hasn't?
I haven't. but there's still time.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.